-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
Spoiler alert, 15 minutes from now, you're going to know the final score and best props for NFL Week 10. Like that old Patriots quarterback who won a Super Bowl for the Buccaneers, but really wanted to play the Dolphins, likes to say, let's go. Right to it then, Jags, Niners, Super Bowl contenders, yes, and yes. Pretty boy first overall, V, Mr. Irrelevant Purdy. Niners have been to 7 Super Bowls. Jacksonville's been to 0. Here's a weird thing. The Niners' last Super Bowl win in January of 1995 was 8 months before the Jags played their first game ever. Hench, 1.8 seconds surprise trivia quiz. Who was the Jags' starting quarterback that day?
Did he play for Spaghetti's?
Oh, well, Spaghetti, where'd he go to school?
Notre Dame. Come on, we don't have time for this. Let's go.
You're right. To Sunday's game in Duval County, the home team +3, total 45.5. I say the Niners go in there, get right, win by 5. Hench, how say you?
In your garage, Sheck, look, first of all, apologies to Niner fans. A month ago, I made the mistake of saying they could run the table and they have not won a game since. I mean, that was pretty amazing. I'm like, coming, you know, destroying Dallas and then falling apart. But I actually think it's going to work out in the long run for the Niners that they hit these speed bumps, because first the Randy Gregory pickup, I was like, that's really smart. And then they just go and get Chase Young. I love when teams add to areas of strength. And when you look at these two teams, it's like, who needs this one more? The Niners need a win. I think the real Niners show up. I don't think it's that close. I like Niners 31-17.
I mean, great point. So little buzz about Chase Young. What a huge ad that could and should be. Spaghetti, how say you?
You know, I love the Jaguars. I did pick them in our preseason to make the AFC title game, but I think this is definitely a get right game here for the 49ers coming off the bye. They're not going to lose, what, 4 in a row. So this is the parlay that I like. Everyone knows that Christian McCaffrey is going to score a touchdown. It just, that's the way it is. He will score every game he's healthy and he's that good. He's 9 touchdowns in the year, which is, I think, is second in the NFL. But another guy who is really good at scoring touchdowns is Travis Etienne. So you're not going to win any money betting on CMC to score. Parlay them together. The guy who's third in the NFL in touchdowns with 7, with the guy that's second in the NFL with 9, you're going to get a +240. Etienne has 6 touchdowns in the last 5 games for himself too. So mash that together. You'll win a lot of money.
Neat one. Brady Lemieux, the handsome aggregate of our picks, says the Niners win and cover. That's one game down. More to come. Real quick though, a look in the rearview mirror at how we got here 9 weeks through. Congratulations, Hench and Spaghetti. They both went 8-5 last week. Brady Lemieux was 1 over. I'd rather not talk about my week 9. Instead, I'll point you to being 16 over on the season. But what's done is done. Next, Texans, Bengals, Stroud, Burrow, both back in Ohio, not far from the Big Horseshoe. So many overlaps on the recent Heisman ceremony Venn diagram among Buckeyes and the best players from the other few CFB heavyweights. You recall Stroud being there last December, along with Georgia's Stetson Bennett, when SC's Caleb Williams won. And Stroud was there in 21 when Bama's Bryce Young got it. And in 2019, former Buckeye Burrow won with Ohio State's Justin Fields and Chase Young, and Oklahoma by way of Alabama's Jalen Hurts by his side. And then in 2018, Oklahoma's Kyler Murray got it with Buckeye's Dwayne Haskins and Bama's Tua T. And to bring it full circle, way back in 1975 when Ohio State's running back Archie Griffin won, the runner-up was, of course, Georgia's Stetson Bennett. Okay, I made that last part up. But big picture, what's it all mean? Doesn't mean anything. I just thought you guys would think it was interesting.
Let me squeeze in a quick break here.
Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, 2 words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the 2 words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This Sunday, it is the Texans up there in Queen City. Total is 48. I say the Bengals are for real. 29-20. Hench, how say you?
I think, you know, the Bengals are for real, but I don't think they cover that big number against CJ Stroud. It's funny. You know, we talk about quarterbacks and their weapons and like, well, look who he's playing with. And, you know, they don't get open or, you know, but the fact is, C.J. Stroud is making Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Noah Brown look like Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. So I like C.J. Stroud to keep it close. Bengals win 28-27 in a quarterback orgy.
Right there with a Bengal on your T-shirt, and you're going the other way. Spaghetti, how say you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much with Hench exactly on this one. 33-27, Cincy, but Houston does cover, and I am going to ride that CJ Stroud train. He's playing just so well. He's not going to throw five touchdown passes or throw for 470-plus versus the Bengals, but I do like him to go over the 1.5 touchdown mark here. It's plus 110. He's 4-10 in the season, which is already 7th in the NFL. He's thrown two or more in the five of the games this year. He's that good. He's breaking the Buckeye quarterback curse, but Houston wins, but the Bengals do. Houston covers, but the Bengals do win.
Well, Brady Lemieux is riding along with you. No three-car garage. We all think the Bengals are winning, but Brady Lemieux and you guys think that that Cincy does not cover that game. From the Queen City to Charm City, Browns at Ravens, it's Lamar and Watson. One guy's contract has helped his fellow Purple Bird soar. The other guy's is a looming albatross. I'm not going to say which is which, though. Why? Because I'm classy. Both teams playing well overall. Ravens chasing the one seed and blowing out all comers of late, but an important, if obvious, detail going forward. Each of the four AFC North teams still has at least three more divisional games. When I look at that, I see the final scene of Reservoir Dogs where everyone's shooting everyone except for Steve Buscemi. So who's going to be Mr. Pink this Sunday? It's the Purples, of course. I say Baltimore gets him by a touchdown, 21-14. Hench, I'll say you.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. This I didn't think of this as a matchup of birds, but it really is. It's the Ravens versus an albatross. It's, you know, and the fact is, the Browns, this should be a great game. I think if the Browns had Chubb, you know, the Browns lost Jack Conklin opening night. DeJuan Jones, who replaced him at right tackle, is dinged. And their quarterback's not very good. I mean, like, this should be such a close physical game if the Browns had a good quarterback and they were physically healthy. But the fact is, I mean, as good as that Browns defense is, it does get demoralizing after a while when your offense is inferior. And look, I mean, we're all watching what the Ravens are doing to good teams. Like, it's crazy. So I like the Ravens to win comfortably 30-21.
Boy, they just should have kept Baker Mayfield. Absolutely. And to your point about defenses getting worn down when the other side, the other unit is letting them down. Look at those New York Jets. Spaghetti, how say you?
I'm going 22-17 Baltimore over Cleveland here, but the Brownies do cover. My prop is, is this Baltimore Ravens offense right now with Todd Monken is kind of coming together, and I am impressed with what I'm seeing. So now my prop is going to go directly against that, but it's no fault of Lamar Jackson or the Ravens offense. It's just because this Browns defense is like phenomenal, like one of the best defenses we've seen in quite some time. Lamar Jackson under 209.5 pass yards is -119. He's done this. He's gone under five times this season, but again, that's not why. It's because the Browns are allowing the fewest completions, the fewest attempts, the worst completion percentage for quarterbacks, the least amount of pass yards allowed, third in touchdown passes allowed, second in yards per attempt. And what does this mean? Again, teams are not throwing against them because they're this good. I think it's, we're going to see a heavy run attack from the Baltimore Ravens in this game, which is why Lamar goes under. Again, Baltimore wins, Cleveland covers.
Yes, we all say that the Ravens win. Spaghetti ruins the three-car garage. Brady Lemieux says he likes the birdies up to seven. Motor City on the way to L.A. Basically, it's the plot of Beverly Hills Cop with Dan Campbell in the Axel Foley role, of course, originally played by Eddie Murphy, who shouldn't be confused with Detroit's longtime kicker, Eddie Murray, who himself shouldn't be confused with Orioles Hall of Famer, Eddie Murray. Now, I don't know if Eddie Murphy ever met Eddie Murray, which would be cool, but Bill Murray did. And we definitely do not have time to talk about the fact that Eddie Spaghetti's real name is Eddie Murphy. That part is true. This ball game is stylistically kind of like the Bad Boys against Showtime Detroit. In good shape in the NFC are those Lions, murkier in the AFC for the Bolts. The number is moving ever so slightly towards Detroit. The home team catching 3, 48.5 is the total on that one. I say the Lions get it. 28-24, Hench, I'll say you.
Oh, man. I mean, our cars are so close. Our cars might be touching in this garage. It's not. We need a bigger garage. Ooh. Because I also have the Lions winning by 4, 31-27. I'm not sure I've ever seen a less impressive 3-touchdown victory than the Chargers' victory over the Jets. I mean, I feel like they only would have beaten Zach Wilson. Like it was, they couldn't move the ball. They drops, couldn't run the ball. And the Lions, so the Chargers are coming off a 3-touchdown victory. See, the Lions obviously got obliterated before their bye. And it's kind of like, I think that Ravens blowout was so good for the Lions. Like if there's any such thing as a good loss, lick your wounds, flush it down the toilet, come in healthy to play LA with no home field advantage. And you know, it's funny, Jahmyr Gibbs has emerged, right, with Montgomery out. And it's like when Thunder and Lightning are together, I think that team's going to be very hard to stop. I think they're for real in the NFC.
Speaking of which, I can't wait to see how the Seahawks respond to their drubbing at the hands of Baltimore recently. Spaghetti, how say you on this one?
Yeah, I'm going 34-30 Detroit over the Chargers here. I definitely think there's going to be a huge Lions presence in SoFi. It's a reason for these fans to travel and get to a destination location here. And I think they are a supremely balanced team. They're just figuring out how to use both those running backs at the right time and plenty of passing weapons there. But my prop, though, is going to go on the Chargers side. And this is kind of a fun one. Justin Herbert over 11.5 rush yards. It's -115. Surprisingly, he's done this already 5 times this season. He has 32 rushing attempts. You don't really think of him as a mobile quarterback or a rushing quarterback, but he kind of is because he's run the ball at least once in every single game. I think it's a very low number for him. I could see 2 scrambles getting the job done. You'll win you some money. So Herbert over rush yards, Detroit over the Chargers.
Beep, 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 beep. 4-car garage, including Brady Lemieux. Lions up to 4. They win and cover. And now a quick break.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back to the AFC North with the Steelers, who are hosting the Packers in a Super Bowl 45 rematch. You know, I think of this game very often. I watched it live. If Rashard Mendenhall hadn't fumbled to start the fourth quarter, there's a good chance Aaron Rodgers is now Marino 2.0, which is to say, yes on the gold jacket, but no on the silver football trophy. He did win, though, and now his replacement, Jordan Love, needs to win to keep the Packers in the 23 playoff race. I say the Steelers win. They don't cover. Typical Mike Tomlin game. Pittsburgh gets it 12-11. Hench, I'll say you.
12-11.
That's his goal. That's what he wants. That's what he keeps doing.
Well, I'm not in your garage on this one, although you'll be happy with the garage I'm in. You know, of course, betting on the Steelers to play a close game is a pretty safe bet. But for those of us, those us mean cynics who just want Aaron Rodgers to be sad every day, it felt too good to be true when Jordan Love came out of the gate smoking, and it turned out to be too good to be true. He's not that good, and I think he gets exposed by this Steelers pass rush and defense. I like the Steelers. I don't think it's close. 27-10. This might be their only blowout victory of the year.
Beware, NFL, if they get Minka with TJ Watt and Cam Hayward cooking with gas, that defense. Spaghetti, how say you?
Yeah, I am going to go back to the Pittsburgh playing a close game. They're going to win this one 18-14 over the Packers here. And Hench was talking about Jordan Love. Started the season, I believe, with 6 touchdown passes in the first 2 games. And then I don't know what's happened with him. He's only thrown 1 touchdown or less in 5 of his last 6 games. On the other side of the ball, Kenny Pickett only has 1 game this year with 2 touchdown passes. If you parlay them together, under 1.5 touchdown passes each, it's minus 107. I just gave you the stats why. I think this would be a tight game. Probably an ugly game, but the Steelers just find ways to win these ugly close games, and they will. Packers may have a question mark quarterback going forward, which is sad to say.
Cynical Spaghetti doesn't like the young QBs. Brady Lemieux says Steelers win and cover next. New Orleans at Minnesota, who've played each other 4 times in the playoffs this century. Weird. Keenan to Diggs, Kirk to Kyle, and most memorably, I say, in '09, the title game. Lucky for Drew Brees, Brett Favre farved it in overtime, or he too would be like Marino singing the Lombardi-less blues in this one. The home team plus 2.5. I say the Saints go in there and win it 23-19. Hench, how say you?
Well, this garage is ridiculous because I have it Saints 24-20. So we have the exact same 4-point margin. What's wild about, you know, go figure these Vikings. Obviously, that Josh Dobbs performance, one for the ages. The irony is
wonderful. Yeah.
The Vikings are doomed this week. Because the problem, the best wide receiver in football is back, right? That it's, if you look at the Vikings record, can't win when he plays, can't lose when he's sidelined. It's insane. I feel like that trend continues. Saints by 4.
Spaghetti.
I'm going 24-23, New Orleans over Minnesota. They get a last second field goal or score just to put them ahead and win. So that means Minnesota does cover. I honestly just want to root for the Vikings every single game the rest of the year, obviously because of Josh Dobbs, but also because they're going for it. They knew they were in a spot to make the playoffs. They lose Kirk Cousins and they're proactive to get him. I love that mentality. But my prop bet, though, on the other side, Alvin Kamara, since he's returned, he's been so involved in the offense, whether it's the rushing attack or the passing game. I think over 51.5 rush yards is plus 104. I think it's a very low number for him because he's pretty much done this in every game he's played this year. He just makes all the world's difference in that offense with him. So Kamara over, Minnesota covers, but Saints get the win.
Lemieux says Saints win and cover. I'm getting it. We're going for one. We're going for one more extra point. Tommy DeVito, is he a clown? Does he amuse you? He does the sports book. Cowboys, America's alleged team, +16.5. I think this number goes up even further. Against my better judgment, I'm taking the Cowboys 33-13. Hench.
I'm taking the Cowboys 27-0. I mean, I'm seriously don't see how the Giants score a point in this game. Like the DeVito thing, it's like has he played quarterback in his life? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I feel bad for Spaghetti, but like, this looks like a, I mean, obviously the Cowboys wrecked the Giants opening week. This looks like a guaranteed repeat of that massacre.
Spaghetti go
35-10 Dallas over the Giants. Hench is right. The week one game, it was a real, you know, gut punch because you had expectations. This game, no expectations. It's just more sad than a gut punch. I do think the Giants will score because of Saquon. My barometer was how he played versus the Jets defense, and he had arguably the best game of his career when you know you cannot pass the ball. Tommy DeVito does not know the playbook. They had to go over each play in practice yesterday. Saquon over 62.5 rush yards, -119. He's done in 5 of 6 games he's played in this year. And like I said, DeVito does not know the playbook. He has to hand the ball over to 26. Giants lose miserably. Terrible season. I hate this game. I hate this team.
Can we squeeze in one more, Spaghetti, or is it a wrap?
Most definitely not.
All right. Look at the out-of-pod scores. They're all there for you. We appreciate you watching. Best wishes to your team, unless they're playing my team. We'll talk to you after week 10, before week 11. Until then, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.